I'm Kelly Freed, and I'm here to talk to you about Microsoft Cognitive Services, specifically the Vision APIs. Here at Microsoft, we want you to have the most human apps, and we do that by giving you intelligence in vision, speech, language, knowledge, search, and our latest features through labs. Let's look a little closer into vision. Here we have pre-made models including computer vision, content moderation, emotion, face, and video indexer, and we allow you to make your own models through custom vision service. Let's look a little bit more into these. The face API, which is the first one we'll talk about, allows you to tell where a person's face is in an image. We draw a box around it for you. We can also tell if the person in the image is someone you already know. If it's not, we can tell you the gender and the age of that person. Another feature is emotion. We grade emotion on 8 different types, such as anger, content, fear, surprise, and then we let you know what your users are feeling. Let's try some of these out. Hey everyone, so here's a demo we created to show you what comes back from the Face API. I trained it already with a few images of myself, so you can see it recognizes me, Kelly, where my face is, my age, and my general emotion. So if I'm happy, it'll tell you that I'm happy, or if I'm shocked, it comes up as that as well. And even if you don't train it with someone, as if my friend Tyler joins, you can see that it still detects his face, his age, his gender, and his general mood. All right, thanks everyone. The features you just saw, as well as many others, are being used by top companies around the world, such as Uber. Feel free to read their testimonial and others on our website. The next API we'll look at is computer vision. Here, we analyze what's in an image, the text that's written on the image, and we can also help you generate smart thumbnails and recognize celebrities. When we analyze an image, we can tell you what type of image it is, whether it's a drawing or it's a picture. We can also tell you what's in the image, including whether there's a person, what tags are there, such as man or water, as well as a smart caption, like a man swimming in water. We can tell you the top color and then secondary color as well. With OCR, you can see what text is in an image, whether it's printed text like this or handwritten text. We'll tell you where in the image the text is located and what it says. With Content Moderator, you make sure that your users are seeing what you want them to. We have both image moderation and text moderation to make sure that nothing inappropriate shows up on your apps. With the Video Indexer, we put all of our intelligence into videos so that you can have more discoverable and easier to use videos. Let's check this one out. Here's a video indexer tool. You can upload your video and we'll index it and give you metadata about that video. Let's check some sample videos. If we look at the keynote from Ignite in 2016, you can see we've already indexed this and we give you tons of metadata about it, including all the people who spoke and when they spoke. This way, you can search to just where they were, see what they said. For famous people like Scott Guthrie or Satya Nadella, we give you biographies and let you search them on Bing. For people we know less, you can upload the information about them so we can find them throughout the video. We also give you keywords that you can search for, such as Visual Studios. So if you're looking for a specific topic, you can go directly to that part of the video. You can also look for screenshots or people so you can look at certain types of content in your video. We also give you a transcript of everything that was said and allow you to translate that into multiple languages. All of this makes it so that your videos are more searchable and long videos are easier to work with. With the Custom Vision service, we make it easy for you to create your own model with custom tags. All you need is 100 images and a few minutes. We train your model for you and host it on the cloud. Then we help you improve your model so it's perfect for you. Let's look at some of these features. This is the Custom Vision service. When you create a new project, you can choose from one of these domains. This allows us to prime the model with images that are most similar to what you're going to be uploading. Let's look at one of the ones I've already created. In this plant model, we took 30 to 50 images of different plant leaves and created a classification model. As you can see, the performance is pretty good, but if we wanted to improve it, we can always add more data. So let's go find a leaf. Here's a Japanese maple leaf from Bing. So if I copy it, I can send it to my new model. And as you can see, it pretty quickly gives me an answer and is accurate with 100% probability. But if it wasn't accurate, we could always adjust the image and tag it as something else, let's say a Japanese pine, and retrain the model so it'd be more accurate. Each training takes about 5 minutes. Thank you for watching, and we look forward to you using these in your own apps.